What's up, builders? Let's talk about three things that changed this week that you can actually use in production starting today. First up, Mercury 2 just broke the latency ceiling in a way that fundamentally changes what you can build. We're talking 1,000 tokens per second, not 100, not 200, 1,000. That's 12 to 14 times faster than GPT-4 Mini, which clocks in around 70 tokens per second, and way ahead of Claude 4.5 Haiku at 89. But here's what matters for your roadmap. That translates to a 1.7 second end-to-end response time. Think about what that opens up. Voice systems that don't feel sluggish, real-time code assistance that keeps up with your typing, customer support automation that doesn't leave people waiting 5 to 10 seconds per response. But speed means nothing if quality tanks, right? So let's look at the numbers. Mercury 2 hits 90 plus on AMI math reasoning. That's graduate level problem solving. Mid-70s on GPQA, which tests actual graduate science knowledge, and it's holding consistent results on Live Code Bench. So we're not talking about a fast toy model here. This is production-grade reasoning at speeds that were literally impossible 6 months ago. Now let's talk economics, because this is where it gets really interesting for anyone running high-volume inference. Mercury 2 costs 25 cents per million input tokens and 75 cents per million output tokens. When you combine that pricing with the 12 to 14 times throughput improvement, you're looking at 40 to 60% cost reduction per completed task. Not per token, per task. That's the metric that actually matters when you're building products. And here's the migration story. It's an OpenAI-compatible API. You can literally swap endpoints without rewriting your integration code. Fortune 500 customers are already running this in production, which tells you the reliability is there beyond the experimental phase. But let me give you the reality check you need to hear. Diffusion-based language modeling, which is what Mercury 2 uses, is less battle-tested than the autoregressive approaches we've all been running at scale. That creates vendor concentration risk because Inception Labs appears to be the only major production provider of diffusion language models right now. So here's your sprint plan. Run a focused 2-week evaluation on your highest latency use cases. Assign a senior engineer to benchmark performance, cost, and integration complexity against your current deployments. Test any streaming patterns carefully, because parallel refinement may behave differently than token-by-token generation. If the evaluation confirms the benefits, pilot on a non-critical workload within 30 days and scale to production over 60 days. For anyone building agent systems where multiple reasoning steps compound that latency problem, Mercury 2's profile justifies accelerating your development timeline on applications you previously shelved because of response time constraints. All right, moving to something that should fundamentally change how you think about model procurement. Anthropic just disclosed systematic capability extraction by three Chinese labs, DeepSeek, Moonshot, and Minimax. The economics here are absolutely brutal. Minimax spent approximately $2 million in API fees, that's 13 million exchanges at $15 to $75 per million tokens, to extract capabilities that cost over $2 billion to develop. That's a 1,000-to-1 return on theft. But here's the part that actually affects your roadmap. These distilled models achieve 90% frontier performance on narrow benchmark tasks. Sounds great, right? Except they drop to 40% effectiveness on extended autonomous work, multi-day debugging sessions, prototype development, complex research tasks that run for hours. One operator I talked to said they consistently revert from a distilled model back to Claude Opus for autonomous tasks because the distilled version, quote, falls apart when it encounters novel tool combinations or sustained reasoning chains. The failure happens at 3 a.m. on a Thursday when your agent has been running for 9 hours and hit something outside its training distribution. This creates a massive blind spot in current evaluation suites. The benchmarks don't capture these failure modes, which means you're making procurement decisions based on incomplete information. And this performance gap appears exactly where the 100x to 1000x value opportunities exist in agent workflows, where the model has to operate independently, adapt to novel situations, and maintain coherence over extended reasoning chains. So here's your implementation strategy. Deploy capability-based model routing within 90 days. Use distilled models for narrow, well-defined tasks where 90% performance at 15% cost makes sense. Email classification, document summarization, standard customer support queries. Reserve frontier model access for wide-scope autonomous work where reliability trumps cost optimization. And develop your own domain-specific generality tests. Run complex tasks, change single constraints, watch how the model adapts. That tells you way more about underlying representational depth than any benchmark score. Now let's talk about what actual enterprise adoption looks like with real numbers. Zeta Global just reported 25% net engineering productivity improvement using Anthropic, Claude, and Microsoft tools. That's after accounting for QA overhead, by the way. The gross improvement was 150%, but when you factor in the reality of reviewing AI-generated code and fixing edge cases, you land at 25% net. The company just delivered their 18th consecutive quarter beating guidance with $1.3 billion in revenue, $279 million in EBITDA, and they're projecting 35% revenue growth for 2025. Here's what's interesting about their strategy. They partner with OpenAI, Anthropic, Google Gemini, and Microsoft. They're treating LLM expenses like standard infrastructure licensing, similar to AWS or Snowflake. That multi-vendor approach distributes risk and avoids the vendor dependency problem we just talked about with the Pentagon-Anthropic situation. They've also got an AI agent called Athena in beta deployment that handles autonomous campaign optimization with real-time budget reallocation and hourly reporting. But here's the trust reality check from their CEO, David Steinberg. Enterprise customers remain limited in their willingness to grant autonomous decisions on large budgets. When you're managing $1 to $3 billion marketing spends, most customers implement graduate autonomy with pause mechanisms for underperforming actions. Full autonomy is coming, but we're not there yet for high-stakes decisions. Zeta's actual competitive moat isn't the AI. It's their 552 million opted-in consumer profiles with 5 to 7,000 data elements per person and 1 trillion marketing signals. That's exclusive training data they're not sharing with the LLMs. This intelligence creation versus workflow management positioning provides way stronger defensibility against AI disruption than just being really good at prompt engineering. So here's your resource allocation framework based on their playbook. Implement a multi-vendor LLM strategy immediately. Deploy AI productivity tools for engineering teams targeting that 25% efficiency gain within 12 months. Develop customer-facing AI agents for beta deployment in 6 to 18 months with graduated trust levels. And if you're well-capitalized, look at the current market dislocation. Software stocks are down despite strong operational performance, which creates acquisition opportunities. All right, quick hit on the Pentagon Anthropic contract dispute because it reveals switching costs that affect all enterprise AI deployments. DoD officials acknowledge competing models are just behind for specialized applications, but switching would be, quote, an enormous pain in the ass to disentangle. That's how API integrations, custom implementations, and trained workflows create substantial vendor lock-in even when the underlying models are commoditizing. The Pentagon threatened to designate Anthropic a supply chain risk, which would block all DoD contractors from working with them. Think about that secondary impact, billions in potential ecosystem revenue at risk from a single policy dispute. That's a precedent that shows how government relationships can cascade into systemic vendor risks you didn't see coming. Here's your action item. Audit all AI vendor contracts for policy restriction clauses and termination triggers within 30 days. Establish backup provider relationships for critical dependencies. And allocate 20% of your AI budget to redundant capabilities that prevent vendor lock-in. As AI reduces development costs, the economic justification for shared enterprise software diminishes in favor of custom solutions. The Chinese model of in-house development becomes viable, which means you need internal AI capabilities to reduce switching costs. All right, two quick emerging plays to watch but not act on yet. First, orbital data centers. Multiple major players are allocating capital to space-based compute despite negative current economics. The SpaceX AI merger created a $1.25 trillion valuation positioning for eventual deployment. But Sam Altman explicitly assessed launch costs versus terrestrial power savings and called orbital data centers ridiculous in the current landscape, predicting relevance not this decade. StarCloud deployed a functional GPU satellite in November 2024 via SpaceX, so technical feasibility is established. But no performance metrics, no cost data, no operational results disclosed. Jeff Bezos and Eric Schmidt are hedging with orbital compute investments through Relativity Space acquisition, but we're looking at 10-plus year timelines to economic viability. Your stance, monitor vendor developments over a 12-month timeline, but keep your infrastructure investment priority terrestrial. Evaluate power cost trends against launch cost projections. Consider strategic partnerships with space-capable vapors rather than an animal development if this becomes relevant. Second emerging play, AI-powered education as a template for corporate training. Alpha schools demonstrate 25% time to competency improvement. They deliver a full curriculum in a 2-hour academic core versus traditional 6 to 8 hours with better outcomes, 1535 average SAT scores for seniors, which is 511 points above the national average. They invested over $100 million in platform development and currently spend $10,000 per student annually in AI token costs for vision model monitoring. They're targeting on-device processing to eliminate those costs. The transferable principles for enterprise learning, mastery-based progression versus time-based advancement, vision model monitoring for real-time performance optimization, personalized algorithms adapting to individual pace, and mentor-guide hybrid roles focusing on motivation rather than content delivery. Current AI token costs at $10,000 per learner remain a barrier to immediate enterprise adoption, but the technology trajectory suggests viability within 18 to 24 months as on-device processing improves. All right, here's your sprint goal based on today's briefing. If you're blocked by latency constraints, get Mercury 2 evaluation running by end of REIT, senior engineer, 2-week sprint, real workload testing. If you're using distilled models for autonomous work, implement capability-based routing within 90 days. Narrow tasks on cheat models, complex reasoning on frontier models. And if you haven't audited your AI vendor contracts for termination triggers and policy restrictions, that's a 30-day action item starting today. The infrastructure is moving fast enough now that product decisions you make this quarter determine your competitive position next year. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.